بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. الحمد لله, we have completed the Surah Al-Baqarah in tonight's Tarawih. We had commenced that last night and I explained to you some Madani Surah and briefly what the Surah discusses. In the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first spoke about the believers, the qualities of the believers, which we discussed a few yesterday. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the disbelievers, whom Allah ta'ala had sealed their hearts, and no iman will penetrate because of the obstinacy, the stubbornness. And then we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spoke about the munafiqeen and their qualities and how they try to deceive and dupe the Muslims. But in essence, they were just duping themselves, deceiving their own selves. They try to mock Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's impossible for them to mock Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala throws back their mockery at them. So this was what we had, the big Surah Al-Baqarah began with. Then I mentioned last night also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the last verse of the Holy Quran, which comes in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Allah says, and beware, in other words, prepare for the day, which day? The day of Qiyamah, in which you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you will be given in full for whatever you did in this world. Whatever good you did, you will be rewarded. Whatever evil you did, you will be punished for that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never makes zulam. Allah never oppresses any person. Exactly what reward you should be getting, Allah will grant you that reward. Whatever wrongs you did, for that Allah ta'ala will punish you. May Allah ta'ala protect us from His punishment. You know, each verse is a pearl. Like how you have a necklace filled with beautiful different color pearls. Each verse is like that. It's so difficult to choose in just 10 minutes to speak about even the synopsis. Every verse requires an explanation, a tafsir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this particular surah, if you listen carefully, you'll find the word taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. When Allah talks about the laws of talaq, there again Allah talks about taqwa. Allah talks about His hudud, His boundaries, His limitations. Don't go beyond those limitations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when He spoke about when we do deals, a transaction, and if it is a credit transaction, then we should be writing down that transaction and have two witnesses who will witness the transaction. In today's time, we just say, you know, I gave you my word. What happens after that? The person goes against his word. Then we go from one lawyer to the other, one Maulana to the other Maulana. So simple. The laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are easy. But we need to take the trouble to follow these injunctions. It is only for our benefit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we should have a person who writes down the transaction and have two witnesses upon that. If you have that, then you've got nothing to fear. Even there also Allah ta'ala talks about وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Taqwa throughout. Hajj also. The best provision the person can take is the taqwa. Nikah also, Allah talks about taqwa. Talaq, taqwa. Breastfeeding, after that Allah ta'ala talks about taqwa. Hajj and Umrah, Allah talks about taqwa. So taqwa, this is what we're going to try and develop in our hearts during this month of Ramadan. The entire year goes by so fast. And before we know it, the year finishes and we haven't gained the taqwa. Like that, the month of Ramadan, it is now a time, it is a golden opportunity for us to try and inculcate some taqwa. What is taqwa? That do what Allah has commanded us to do, and stay away from and refrain from that which Allah has prohibited us from. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala says, true piety is not that you face towards the east, nor to the west. But true piety is that a person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe in the dhat of Allah, in the oneness of Allah. If you remember yesterday we spoke about tawheed. So in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man amana billahi. Wal yawmil akhir. And he believes in the akhirat. In other words, he knows he is going to die. He knows he is going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be a hisab kitab, a reckoning. He has to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is the day of judgment. There is a last day. So he believes in it. And he believes in all the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal kitab. And he believes in the Quran, wal nabiyin, in all the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. So this is aqaid. In this particular verse, Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi has mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained shari'at, which comprises of aqaid, a'mal, and akhlaq. These three things. This is shari'at. The first one, aqidah. He believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the last day, the angels, in the Quran, in the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Then, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. Then he discharges, he gives wealth. He gives wealth. عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ, despite having love for that wealth, he gives it to close relatives, to the orphans, to the poor, to the musafir who is in need, and those who are asking the beggars, and also in freeing slaves. They had slaves at that time, so he would use the money to free a slave. And the virtue of and blessing of freeing a slave, for every limb that you free of a slave, that limb of yours will be free from the fire of Jahannam. You free a whole slave, then the person, he's freeing his entire self from the fire of Jahannam. Then, وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ, he establishes salah. Recall yesterday, يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, they establish salah, وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ, and they give zakat. So zakat is what is compulsory, 2.5% that we are giving. Besides that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَ الْمَالَ, he gives sadaqah, he gives wealth, over and above that which is compulsory. He is generous, he gives to the needy. Then, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا, and they fulfill their covenants when they take a pledge, a promise. Then the quality of these people, and what is piety? So piety is the correct aqidah. Piety is having these good a'mal in the person. He establishes salat, he gives zakat. And the akhlaq, that he's not disloyal. He doesn't make khiyanat. The sign of a munafiq, when he makes a promise, he breaks the promise. When he signs a contract, that he does not fulfill that contract. But these believers, and what is true piety? وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهَدِهِمْ إِذَا عَهَدُوا, those who fulfill their pledges when they pledge. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ, and those who are patient in times of ba'sa, difficulties, dharra, adversity, حِينَ الْبَأْسِ, at the time of war. Ulama have explained ba'sa to mean poverty. So they are patient when they are suffering poverty. وَالضَّرَّاءِ, and when they are sick, when they are in marad, when they are suffering some sickness, then to their patient. And at the time of war, they are patient. In other words, the person is patient when he has got poverty, which is very, very meritorious. The person is not complaining, he's making sabr. But more than that, beyond that, when he has got some ailment, he's suffering. He's got some physical pain, his stomach is paining, his heart is paining. And even more than that, at the time of war, he knows that he might lose his life. So these people have that type of patience and perseverance. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. These are the loyal ones. These are the people who have taqwa. These are الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. صَدَقُوا, صِدْق. They are loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are genuine to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we talk about. This is taqwa. صِدْق. And taqwa. Inshallah, if Allah gives me tawfiq, the word sidq is something that we all require, in my humble opinion, especially in these times. Sidq is lacking in our lives. We're not genuine to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not loyal to Quran and Sunnah. We're not loyal to our fellow Muslim brothers. We're not loyal to our family members. We're not loyal to our customers and clients. We say something, we do something totally opposite. When it suits us, we pretend that we are very, very pious. But when we face with the test, then we fail miserably. So sidq is something that all of us have to really, really work hard on. And then we get the benefit. Ulaika alladhina sadaqu. Allah has said it in such a beautiful way. With such force. These are the ones who are truthful, loyal to Allah. Ulaika humul muttaqoon. They are the muttaqeen. So, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Muslims to face first Baytul Maqdis. Baytul Maqdis, that was in Palestine. Okay? To face there. That was the Qibla first. Then Allah ta'ala changed it to the Kaaba al-Musharrafa. So the Yahud and Nasara began to mock the Muslims. And they would look for every single opportunity to find some objection, some fault against Islam and against the Muslims. So they began to laugh at the Muslims. One day you're facing Baytul Muqaddas, and now what happened? You're facing the Kaaba. So, whilst facing Qibla is a shart, it is a condition in Salat, it is absolutely important. But what is meant in this verse, that it is the instruction of Allah Ta'ala we obey. If Allah says face the west, we face the west. If Allah says face the east, you face the east. If Allah says face north, or face Kaaba, or Baytul Muqaddas, that is the command of Allah. That is what is most important. And without Salat, facing any direction means nothing. If I just face now to south, just facing the direction, south, southern direction, it's not an ibadat. I'm not getting any sawab. But for Salat, when Allah has made it for your Salat, you face a Qibla, a direction, face the Kaaba. Now the command of Allah, the mere command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are now beginning to face a certain direction, we're facing the Kaaba, that in itself is meritorious. And that is the correct thing to do. So what is the thing here? Allah Ta'ala is telling the Yahud and Nasara, it's not which way you are facing. It's the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, part of the adab and shart of Salat, for Salat to be correct, we have to face a certain direction which Allah Ta'ala has chosen, and Allah has chosen for us to face the Kaaba. So if Allah changed the Qibla, that doesn't affect any person. Allah changed the direction of the Qibla, but that's not the important thing. The important thing, it is now we are going to enact and bring into our lives the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah set us face here, so we are facing there. So they would find objections, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to face the Kaaba, so automatically it becomes meritorious, merit-worthy, and this is the correct thing. As I mentioned, in itself, to face the east or west, it means nothing. It has no importance whatsoever. The important thing is the obedience of Allah Ta'ala's commands. Now the word birrun. Birrun simply means good deeds, piety, obedience. Good deeds, piety, obedience. We talk about birrul walidin, being good to our parents. In other words, obedience to one's parents. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word birrun. In Arabic, the word birrun is like an umbrella word which encapsulates or it includes and of so many different deeds. And these were the deeds which Allah Ta'ala enumerated in this verse which I explained to you already. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in very simply, the Mufassirin say, that it is not just the Qibla that one, or Salat itself, Salat on its own, that alone is not piety. In other words, a person is reading his Salat, excellent, but at the same time he is not practicing on the other aspects of Sharia. He's discarded all that. He's not discharging, he's not giving his zakat. He's not feeding the poor, the needy, the yatim, the orphans. He's not feeding the person who's a musafir. He's not freeing a slave. All these things are also part of piety. So one is just an outward form of worship. We have to have an outward form of worship. But the asal thing, the essence is the ruh of that worship. And that is what we need to inculcate in the month of Ramadan. We will perform Taraweeh, but we need to have the jaan of the Taraweeh, jaan of the Salat, jaan of Zakat. When we're giving the Zakat, we must feel that inside the spirituality when we're giving that Zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَ الْمَلَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ. Very briefly, and we terminate, that this person gives wealth, عَلَى حُبِّهِ. عَلَى حُبِّهِ, Mufassirin have mentioned various things. One is, that he spends his wealth, and the real motivation for spending this wealth is Ala hubbihi, the ha dhamir, it refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, for the love he has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he gives wealth solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikhlas, sincerity, not for riya and show. So, wa'atil mala ala hubbillah. Yani, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is giving wealth. He's not giving wealth for riya and show. The other explanation mufassirin are given, wa'atil mala ala hubbihi. That he's giving wealth, but the wealth that he's giving, he's got love for that wealth. And to have love for the wealth is nothing wrong. In fact, in other verse, زُجِرَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ شَهْوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ Allah Ta'ala has naturally placed in the heart of man love for wealth. But of course, earning it correctly, spending it correctly, not becoming a miser. So despite having love for the wealth, he is still giving that wealth. In other words, he's not just giving wealth that he's not requiring, like a throwaway person has got some extra things at home, clothes that he never wore in his life, it's gone so old. So now he's saying, MashaAllah, I am giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, inshallah, he's got ikhlas. But when the person gives wealth, that wealth that he's giving, he has love for that wealth. He's got love for the wealth. This is what Rasulullah said, the best sadaqah in one hadith, meaning is that he is sahih, he's healthy. He has desire for that wealth also. He fears poverty. You know, I'm going to give some wealth. I mustn't become poor. Of course, you don't give your entire belongings. So he has that fear. تَخْشَى الْفَقْرَ وَتَأْمُرُ الْغِنَى He wants to become rich. He wants to have more money. So at that time, when he's giving wealth, he's got love for the wealth. Despite his love for that wealth that he's giving, he is still giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third one, they have explained that he gives this charity happily. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ يعني بِالْمَحَبَّةِ He does not give such that his hand is giving, but his heart is feeling the ache. He's not happy in giving. He must give it happily and with full pleasure for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very brief, as Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu mentioned, that لَيْسَ الْبِرْءَ أَن تُصَلُّوا وَلَا تَعْمَلُوا That birr, piety is not just that you read salat and that's the end of it. No. And you don't practice on sharia. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down this verse showing the different fara'id that we have to do. And حَدْ حُدُودًا Allah brought limitations, restrictions are placed upon us. Do this, don't do this. You can do this, you can't do this. Don't go close to the boundary. You might exceed the limit and you will fall into sin. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions us. Month of Ramadan again. It's a beautiful time to, it's a training ground. There are hudud. We cannot eat and drink and have conjugal relationship with our wives, with our spouses whilst we are fasting. Yes, after iftar in the night, there's no problem. But during the day, normally it is mubah, permissible. But again, we are applying this pressure on our nafs. And this brings about the taqwa. May Allah grant all of us taqwa. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhir dawana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.